A government land sale site along Bukit Timah was recently launched for sale, and it has generated a lot of attention. This site is located right next to Newton MRT station, an interchange for the North-South line, as well as for the Downtown line, making it a highly accessible and strategic location. Here, the land parcel measures about 5,900 square meters, with a maximum gross floor area of approximately 29,000 square meters, translating to a plot ratio of 4.9 under the URA Master Plan 2025. The surrounding plots are currently zoned as white site. However, there's a strong possibility that these could be rezoned for residential use in the near future. Well, this site was previously home to Prudential Escorts, which has been vacant for some time. During the state tender, HH Investment emerged as a top bidder with an offer of $566 million, equivalent to $1,820 per square feet per plot ratio. HH Investment is the Singapore arm of Taiwan Huangxia Construction Corp. and is also the developer behind Balmoral Place, a 28-unit freehold development in District 10, completed in 2000, as reported by HPOP. What's interesting is that the top bid was 12.3% higher than the second highest offer of $504 million. Or 1621 PSF PPR, submitted by a joint venture between Hoy Hub Realty and Sunway Development. The difference is pretty staring in my opinion. It can make or break a project. Anyway, the delta between the second bid is only 4%. Other bidders include Wing Thai, which submitted a bid of $483,988,888. This is only $28,888 between them and the fourth bidder. Hua. This is very close. Now, let's break down the numbers. At a land cost of 1,820 per square feet per plot ratio, the estimated break-even cost worked out to be around 3,113 per square feet. After factoring in a conservative 20% developer margin, the projected launch price could reach approximately 3,700 per square feet. That's a pretty tall order in my opinion. However, most property analysts are expecting selling price to come in slightly lower, in the range of 3,400 to 3,600 per square feet. Okay, this is more realistic. So, how does this compare with nearby developments? Pumain residents receipt across the road has been transacting at around 3,000 to 3,400 per square feet. But bear that in mind, Pumain is a freehold development, so it wouldn't be fair to compare it directly. Looking instead at Kopa and Newton, a 99-year leasehold project that TOP in 2023. Resale prices are currently hovering around 2,300 and 2,600 per square feet. This suggests a price gap of roughly 1,000 per square feet, or about 38% premium, between a brand new launch and a relatively new resale condo in the same area. So, the million-dollar question is, at 3,600 per square feet for a brand new 99-year leasehold condo right next to Newton MRT station, would you buy? Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Well, before I end this video, there's one more observation I want to share. Looking at recent state land tender, I noticed that one heavyweight property developer has been absent. This is a property developer with deep pockets as well as strong financial backing and a proven track record of reading market cycle extremely well. So, why are they sitting on the sideline? Care to guess which property developer am I talking about?